Greetings and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, your habit change agent. You have been hearing about habit change if you've been listening to this show, and I'm here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life. We are all about habit change from the inside out, awakening to your true value and shifting those habits that are creating problems for you and maybe problems for other people too. So if you're feeling stuck, you've come to the right place. In this show, we focus on a slightly different way of looking at habits. We're not talking about the usual suspects, which are drinking, drugging, smoking, and eating too much, but we're talking about habits that underlie all behaviors. Much of those habits serve us, but it's when they don't serve us that they stand out. And we also focus on a kindness model. So we're not about blame and about reframing the ways that we use the things that make us unhappy to reorganize an attitude toward kindness and away from blame. We have been on a little journey about sleep and fatigue lately, and this week we're going to begin a conversation about the role of noise pollution in sleep disruption. But it's not going to be what you think. We are not starting with external sources of noise, which, yeah, create all kinds of health consequences. I got started in that direction, but then in my research, I found this thought by the singer Joan Baez that brings up a whole other dimension. She said, quote, "If we don't sit down and shut up once in a while, we'll lose our minds even earlier than we had expected. Noise is an imposition on sanity, and we live in very noisy times." So today, we are going to explore how you relate to your inner dialogue when it's noisy and cluttered. What Baez says is a really good fit for Habits into Health, because although she was talking about shutting the mouth, from a Habits into Health perspective, the mouth and the mind are one. And if you doubt this, just think of your name and address. Don't even say them out loud. Just think them inside your head. And then notice what's happening in your mouth, in your tongue, in your face, your jaw, when you are doing this. The voice inside your head isn't just a sound. It's not just a picture inside your head. It's got muscular action all over it, and that is written into your DNA. We're going to make this real with this episode's Habits into Health practice, which introduces you to a small taste of teaching yourself through your own experience. That's one of the things we do in every podcast. And it happens in all of the Habits into Health programs. And that is, the focus is on letting your body take the lead so that your mind can be a partner instead of being a dictator trying to run the show. And I call this letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This is a practice. But particularly because we are quickly socialized in this world to forget that our whole being is a resonating force that creates what we call thinking. And when you become attentive to your body's signals, it turns out that you will actually listen and learn from your experience more effectively. We're not about fixing or curing something that's wrong. Lots of people successfully deal with a habit, only to find that something else takes its place. What's that about? So healing a specific behavior pattern is a great side effect, but it's not enough. We want to get to the root of what's going on. And that's what we do in our practice. Developing the ability to influence your own actions leads to a level of real freedom. And the more that you do this, then the more you empower yourself to handle whatever life puts in front of you. this habit or that habit. This podcast offers a start by helping you increase your awareness of your own subtle patterns of action and response. And it's a first step. So I invite you now to join in with today's exercise in a way that works for you. Even if you're listening while being involved in another activity, this is a win-win game here. Even if all you do is be attentive a little bit, you still get more than if you don't participate at all. Okay, so we're going to draw from Joan Baez's quote, and we're going to have you focus on your mouth. In this moment, press your lips together for just a little bit and be attentive to your felt sense about this. Do you feel a pressure, in other words? Now tune into other feelings, physical sensations behind your lips. Let your attention go to your teeth. If you let up on the pressure in your lips just a little bit, what happens in the contact between your teeth and your lips? Now try this. Keeping your lips in contact with each other, let your jaw drop. Just notice what happens in that contact between your lips and your teeth. What happens in your sense of space inside your mouth? Now slowly press your lips together and recognize how this changes the shape of your jaw. Bring your teeth together tightly and notice whether this changes the relationship between your lips and sense of space inside your mouth. You can also be attentive to what's happening in your cheeks and up towards your eyes, because, like the old song goes, the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. In this case, the throat bone's connected to the jaw bone, is connected to the mouth bone, is connected to the sinus bone, all the way up. So what's happening now in your cheeks and above into the upper part of your face? Now you can let yourself shift your attention from doing anything specific, from your lips to the rest of your face or your head, and just notice your general state. Where do you feel yourself? You may not have an answer in words. You may have an answer in pictures. You may have an answer in sound that isn't words. You might have a kinesthetic experience, a felt sense of something physical. Attuning to this sensory self, physically, mentally, through your ears, auditorially, can result in a change in emotion, in pacing, and attitude. And whether or not that's the case, simply noticing is intrinsically valuable on its own because it paces you back. It makes life timeless. And by doing this, you are practicing being in yourself and in the world at the same time. Now, let's just take a rest and have a moment for station ID. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health. I'm a holistic therapist and a habit change coach, and I host this podcast show and all of the Habits into Health programs. Lately, what I decided to do, because podcasts are more of a one-way kind of experience, I record on my time, you listen on yours, I decided to invite your input a little more actively. So I created a little survey, and I would love it if you would take a moment to come to habitsintohealth.com. Click the link at the top and let me know what's going on with you. What is it about habit change that interests you? What is going on in your life, or what's going on in the life of someone you care about? What are your challenges and your successes? What kinds of questions do you have? What kinds of difficulties are you facing around this? I want to make this podcast really tailored to support you. And when you come to the website, if you would like to read a little bit more, you can check out my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And you'll see there some tips about what you can do about habit patterns, as well as the attitude about habits that tend to get people stuck. And if you want to receive this podcast on your mobile device, in your inbox, just routinely, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search for Habits into Health podcast, and you'll find us. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. Look for habits.into.health. Let's discover a little bit about our topic, which is noise pollution. We all have problems from time to time with getting enough sleep, right? Getting restful sleep. I know that you're not alone, because this is a very, very big issue in the world today. Sleep deprivation is linked to depression. The correlation between not getting good enough sleep and weight gain and obesity is pretty clear. And it also plays a role in chronic illness, as well as just stressors of going through life, trauma, experiencing violence, being in war. All of these are like no-brainers. What I've been focusing on is that a lot of us put the responsibility for what's going on ourselves. We live in a world that says, take responsibility for yourself. That's all good. But the truth is, your ego isn't big enough to be responsible for everything. So in these episodes, I've been recalling for us the Serenity Prayer, because it helps us keep a balanced perspective between what is not our responsibility and what is. We say to the universal life force, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. There's a recognition right there that you aren't big enough to change everything. And then we say, grant me the courage to change the things I can. That's where responsibility comes in. And then we say, and grant me the wisdom to know the difference. That's the real key. In this series that I've been doing about sleep and fatigue, I started looking into the role of noise pollution in this whole business, because there's, you know, all kinds of health consequences. But what was interesting is that all of the info I was seeing had to do with external noise. Airplanes flying overhead, traffic sounds, sirens from the fire department and the police, loud music, stuff like that. And then I found the quote from Joan Baez. Let me read it again. It's from her autobiography, which is called Daybreak. If we don't sit down and shut up once in a while, we'll lose our minds even earlier than we had expected. Noise is an imposition on sanity, and we live in very noisy times. So what about quieting your own inner noise, which is a different type of noise pollution? You may know what I mean. We have a term for it. The Buddhists call it busy mind. Busy, noisy mind. And if you've ever tossed and turned over anything, a conflict with a friend or your spouse, or if you've ever been preoccupied about your job or how you're going to pay the rent or worried about your health or how much you have or don't have in your checkbook, you know what I mean by this kind of clutter. And I know that you know that it doesn't help. But isn't it interesting how you keep circling around like that noisy airplane in a holding pattern over and over and over? And if you're like me, you have searched for solutions and you figured out some things to do. Anything from meditation on the one end to medication on the other. Most of the time, the things we find are temporary, and these temporary solutions just don't get to the root of what's really going on, do they? I don't think so. And you may not think of your busy mind as a habit, but it's kind of like sleep. The mind happens. It's going all the time, just like your heart beats all the time. Even if you don't experience restful sleep, you're probably sleeping because the body is entrained to do that. It's when things get out of sorts or wound up and off base that we notice. In the Habits into Health practice, I encourage you to notice a lot and to notice in a particular way without judging or blaming, because noticing what's going on is a good thing. And this is similar to mindfulness meditation, except that I'm inviting you to notice the muscular action patterns. It's very concrete. So noticing is a good thing. It's the habit of thinking, feeling, and acting in self-punishing ways that gets you in trouble, right? 30 years ago, when I first started learning about serious habits like addictions, little did I know that it would lead me to a whole new understanding about behaviors and patterns that just get in the way of reaching our dreams. And after I learned about a way for letting the body lead, which actually quiets the busy mind, I ended up putting it together. It just transcends everything psychology has been telling us for more than 100 years. Plain and simple, the Habits into Health practices that you follow in this podcast are a very good first step in taking charge of your busy, noisy mind. Here's a little play on words. I want to help you get the sleep you deserve and you need, even if it means helping you wake up about this. Right now, I'm going to sign off. I would love to hear your feedback about how this podcast can become more relevant for you. It can always be improved. Come over to habitsintohealth.com to let me know by clicking on the survey link. And you can also order my free ebook to help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. Remember, start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits and wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you are in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.